This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD&IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, June 5th, 2026. ARRL is pleased to announce a new member benefit, the QST Product Review Comparison Database. This online tool makes it easier to compare amateur radio transceivers, receivers, amplifiers, and transmitters by allowing users to sort and filter equipment based on their own selection criteria. This tool, introduced by the ARRL Lab, offers a familiar experience for anyone who has shopped online in recent years, said ARRL Laboratory Manager George Spatta, W1GKS. For decades, the lab has been making standardized measurements that are publicized in QST product reviews. And while those reviews have long been available online, finding and comparing products often required knowing exactly what you were looking for. The new database makes it much easier to discover and evaluate equipment based on the characteristics that matter most to you. The tool has a lot of flexibility in the ways that you can sort data. Options include sorting the product by name, chronologically, from newest to oldest, published, and alphabetically. And whether you're purchasing your first radio or considering an upgrade to your current station, the QST Product Review Comparison Database provides an objective, data-driven, customizable way to evaluate equipment. A companion guide explaining the various measurements and specifications is also planned to help members better understand the technical data when making an informed purchasing decision. To access this new member benefit, log in to the ARRL website and visit compare.arrl.org. The National Research Council of Canada, NRC, has announced that the shortwave broadcast of Canada's official time signal, CHU, will be discontinued on June 22, 2026. Including experimental time broadcast in 1923 under the call sign 9CC and then VE9OB, CHU began regular broadcast in 1938. The station broadcast on three frequencies, 3330, 7850, and 14670 kHz. CHU is the equivalent to WWV and WWVH time stations operated by the National Institutes of Standards and Technology in the United States, which began operating with experimental broadcast in 1919 and regular broadcast in 2026. In Canada, there has been widespread unofficial speculation as to why CHU is being shut down. The letter reached out and received this statement from Deval Patel, Technical Officer, Meteorology, National Research Council Canada, and the Government of Canada. He says the National Research Council of Canada, NRC, through its Metrology Research Center, is responsible for maintaining and disseminating Canada's official time signal, the SI Second, and Coordinated Universal Time, UTC. Since 1970, the CHU shortwave radio service has been one of several methods used by the NRC to distribute accurate time information. On June 22, 2026, the NRC will discontinue the CHU broadcast to focus resources on its core mandate of maintaining the accuracy, reliability, and continuity of Canada's official time scale and time dissemination services. This includes supporting Canada's contribution to Coordinated Universal Time, UTC, and providing time services relied upon by millions of users and government departments for network time synchronization. While the CHU broadcast has been retired, Canadians can continue to have access to the NRC official time signal, though. The NRC web clock, the telephone talking clock, and the network time protocol NTP services. Radio Amateurs of Canada President Alan Boyd, VE3AJB, said the decision to shut down CHU is of concern. The decision to discontinue CHU time signal service is both concerning and disappointing for the amateur radio community and many others across Canada. For decades, CHU has provided a reliable national standard for time and frequency calibration, serving not only radio amateurs but also educational, scientific, and technical users. CHU is the latest Canadian station to be shut down. On March 16, 2026, Environmental Canada permanently shut down the VHF Weather Radio Canada Transmitter Network and the Hello Weather Telephone Service after exactly 50 years of continuous service. I'd like to thank the National Research Council of Canada and the Radio Amateurs of Canada for their contributions to this story. The Fort Myers Amateur Radio Club and the Lee County Amateur Radio Service in Florida are preparing now for ARRL Field Day. The 24-hour event will begin at noon on Saturday, June 27, 2026, and run continuously until noon on Sunday, June 28, at the North Fort Myers Community Park. ARRL Field Day is the most popular on-the-air amateur radio event in the U.S. and Canada, drawing over 31,000 participants annually, and the Fort Myers clubs are not alone preparing for disasters. Field Day is a great opportunity for all amateur radio clubs to get involved. This year's Field Day theme is Amateur Radio, a National Resource, and combined with the ARRL Year of the Club, it provides the perfect opportunity for radio clubs to set up stations in public places to demonstrate ham radio science, skill, and service to communities and our nation. As an added incentive for anyone participating in ARRL's year-long America 250 Worked All States WAS Award, contacts made with ARRL-affiliated radio clubs any time this year, including during Field Day, will count towards your America 250 WAS-affiliated club endorsement. And you can check out all of those details at www.arrl.org/America250-WAS. All of the information you need to get started can be found on the Field Day webpage, including how to join the ARRL Field Day Facebook group, where you can share your plans, your tips, and tricks for a successful Field Day. The Santa Barbara Wireless Foundation announced that Kenneth Smith, AA7KS of Santa Maria, California, has been selected as the 2026 recipient of its annual $1,000 scholarship awarded to an outstanding local high school graduate who plans to pursue higher education in the fields of science, technology, engineering, or mathematics. That's the STEM curriculum. A senior at Valley Christian Academy in Santa Maria, Smith is graduating with a 4.0 GPA and plans to study chemical engineering at Oregon State University. This scholarship will help me attend Oregon State University, which is an extremely high-rated school for chemistry and chemical engineering, said Smith. I will have access to high-quality education and training as an engineer while still being close enough to fulfill my responsibilities in taking care of my parents' farm for them. Brian Milburn, the president and CEO of the Santa Barbara Wireless Foundation, said the search is underway always for talented students. We look for students who have the potential to turn technical skills into service for their community, said Milburn. The Santa Barbara Wireless Foundation is a nonprofit public benefit organization that develops and supports wireless telecommunications technologies in support of public safety, emergency communications, community service, and scientific research in the Santa Barbara region. The Lewis and Clark Trail on the Air is a special event that commemorates the historic Lewis and Clark Trail. The trail covers 4,900 miles through 16 states and includes the disembarkation from Camp River Dubois in Illinois, known as the Eastern Legacy. The event is sponsored by the Clark County Amateur Radio Club with support and participation from clubs in all 16 states along the historic trail. That event begins at 0000 UTC on Saturday, June 6, 2026. That's 5 p.m. June 5th Pacific Time, and is active through 2359 UTC, June 21st, also 5 p.m. Pacific Time. Operating hours are 24 hours a day for the duration of the event. A schedule is planned to promote and to post operations for each activating station on the trail. That will be published on their website and on Facebook. Certificates will be available for purchase via the certificates page through July 31st, 2026. Search and rescue crews near Las Vegas, Nevada have recently responded to three hiker emergencies in less than a week. Rescues on Mount Charleston, Craft Mountain, and Cathedral Rock are raising concerns about hiker preparedness as triple-digit temperatures approach that area, including how hikers communicate the need for fire and medical help. Recently, Joe Pingree, WB2-TVB, and his wife Karen, KG6-CUK, hiking in Red Rock Canyon, were interviewed by a reporter from KTN-TV13. Pingree said they talked about a lot of issues, including the use of amateur radio. And that interview was aired on the station's 11 o'clock news. There is a link to watch that interview at ARRL.org. Preparations are now underway for International Dog Day on August 26, 2026. Hans van der Poel, YL3JD, in Latavia will have his special event station, YL1DOG, on the air during all of August. In the USA, Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT, has the special call sign, K0DOG. So you will have a North American team on the air the entire week of International Dog Day. International Dog Day, or National Dog Day, is an annual observance held to celebrate dogs of all breeds and backgrounds and promote dog adoption. It was founded in 2004 by Colleen Page, an American animal welfare advocate and pet lifestyle expert. The date, August 26, was chosen to mark the day that her family adopted their first dog from a local animal shelter when she was 10 years old. And just in case you're wondering, International Cat Day is August 8th, 2026. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. It is once again time to start preparing for the ARRL Field Day and AMSAT Field Day. Yes, AMSAT has a field day on the satellites, and we do score and present certificates. The dates and times are the same as the ARRL as far as starting, ending, and submitting scores. This year, there are fewer satellites than in years past. FM satellites are usually the first stop if you're trying to earn your ARRL bonus points. However, what you may find by trying and testing before field day will not work on field day because everyone is trying to make a contact at the same time. I would suggest practicing on the Digipeter satellites. They are almost identical to working an FM satellite, except you transmit and then the satellite repeats it on the downlink. Then the other station does the same thing. This year, you can expect to be able to use the ISS and SO50 as your two FM satellites. For linear satellites, we have AO7, AO73, FO29, JO97, and RS44. For Digipeter, possibly the ISS and SONAT-2. AO123 is an FM satellite, but barely on, and possible Digipeters are NACSAT-2, LASSER-SAT, and NO44. There's one resource that will help you the most. That is AMSAT.org. Click on Satellite Resources and look at the satellite status link to see if your chosen satellite is operating. Then you can also use the frequencies link to make sure you have the correct up and down frequencies. Have fun and be sure to submit your score to AMSAT for your satellite contacts. Click on the Events tab and Field Day for the rules and submission sheet. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. Just ahead in radio sport this week, on June 4th, VHF-UHF FT8 Activity Contest, NA, that is digital. On June 4th and 5th, the Walk for the Bacon QRP Contest, CW. June 4th, the NRAU 10-meter Activity Contest, CW Phone and Digital. Also on June 4th, the SKCC Sprint Europe, that's CW. And on June 5th, the HA3NS Sprint Memorial Contest, that is CW as well. And remember to visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events and information in your area. Upcoming ARRL conventions and major events, June 5th through the 7th at CPAC, hosting the ARRL Northwestern Division Convention, that's in Seaside, Oregon. June 13th, the Knoxville Ham Fest, hosting the ARRL Tennessee State Convention in Knoxville, Tennessee. And on June 14th, the Breeze Shooters Ham Fest, Computer and Electronics Show, hosting the ARRL Western Pennsylvania Section Convention, that's in Butler, Pennsylvania. And to save the date, remember June 26th to the 28th, 2026, it's Ham Radio, International Amateur Radio Exhibition in Friedrichshafen, Germany. And this reminder, you can register now for the 2026 ARRL National Convention hosted by the Huntsville Ham Fest on August 21st to the 23rd. Step one, register for the National Convention program for Friday, August 21st, and then get your Huntsville Ham Fest tickets for Saturday and Sunday, August 22nd through the 23rd. And there are links at ARRL.org to help you with that registration. And finally this week, thanks to NC2VA, the North Carolina-Virginia Fusion Network, for airing the ARRL audio news on their network of 15-plus digital repeaters. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL audio news for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.